For years, farmers have routinely used antibiotics on healthy livestock to improve growth and prevent disease. But over half of those antibiotics sold for animals were also used to treat people, raising concerns about drug-resistant bacteria. Ohio Valley Resource Agriculture reporter Nicole Irwin and WFPL health reporter Lisa Gillespie teamed up for a look at the latest effort to stop superbugs. Here's the second of their reports.
Starting this month, the Food and Drug Administration is limiting farmers' use of medically important antibiotics on livestock, drugs also used to treat humans. Farmers can no longer use these to make healthy animals grow faster and bigger. They can only use them to prevent disease with the prescription of a veterinarian. Why all the concern? If animals are taking the same drugs we are, and those drugs stop working on the animals, they'll probably stop working for us, too. I'm Lisa Gillespie.
And I'm Nicole Irwin. I wanted to see how farmers might get by without using these antibiotics. So I traveled to Calhoun, Kentucky, where the landscape is mostly farmhouses and chicken houses.
If I'm trying to listen for, I'm trying to adjust a thing on the feed motor or line, and I can't hear the click because they're being too loud, I'll just yell, "Ha!" And then I can hear it.
That's Nancy Butler. She was born on this farm, and 20 years ago, turned to chickens, one of the biggest agriculture moneymakers in this region. Butler sells about 200,000 chickens a year to Purdue. Not one of them is raised on antibiotics.
There's so many people that are making that choice to go antibiotic-free because we have a lot of sickness in this country.
Purdue says the details of their growing techniques are trade secrets, but Butler's farm shows that chickens can be produced efficiently and humanely without antibiotics.
These chickens grow really fast. It's the conditions. It's the right air, the right temperature, the right feed, the right clean water.
Eric Christensen, Senior VP of Marketing and Innovation at Purdue Foods, says this has been a long journey.
Fundamentally, the challenge was, if we can raise healthy chickens and healthy animals without using antibiotics, then why wouldn't we?
This is where the industry is divided. Some farmers want to end all use of antibiotics. Others say some use of medically important antibiotics, as the new FDA rule allows, is okay. For instance, Tyson Foods and their farmers will only go as far as the mandate.
But public health advocates say the new regulation doesn't cut it. Matt Wellington at the consumer safety group PERG says medicines important for human treatment will still be used on animals that aren't sick to prevent disease.
We want them to commit to only buying meat from farms that do not raise animals with the routine use of antibiotics, and so only reserving these drugs for treating sick animals.
But that puts vets in a tough position.
The U.S. isn't the first country to tackle this problem. Denmark took action 20 years ago, like the FDA is now. Carl Peterson at the National Veterinary Institute in Copenhagen says animal drug use is down.
Maybe the reason for using these growth promoters were more on tradition, that there was really not the need for it as the industry had thought.
The best news, Peterson says, is that resistant bacteria has decreased in Denmark since the rule took effect.
Of course, farms aren't the only source of the problem. Overprescription and improper use of antibiotics also contribute to resistant bacteria. So whether we're doctors or patients,
farmers or foodies, we all have a role to play in stopping superbugs. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin.
And I'm Lisa Gillespie.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.